Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome back to another edition of First Touch here on Sports Byline USA. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Make sure to give us a follow on Instagram. We have been active and posting some game previews and recaps as we do here on Friday. We're going to dive into the Week 13 recap, the Week 14 recap as well. There was a ton of midweek action in the EPL. And it was good action as well. Don't sleep on it. And we have a Week 15 preview for you, the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday slate. There is just a ton to get to. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but there is a clip going around of Pep Guardiola, it looks like outside of a restaurant or something, and a fan's get heckling him, and boy, did this fan get in his head. He started losing it. He was getting held back. I mean, it was just absolutely insane. I'm sure he's a little less mad after City got back on track during the week against Nottingham Forest, which we will get to. Just a ton of shocking results. I cannot wait to dive into the situation at Tottenham. For those who don't know, I have bet Nico, my co-host, who we're going to bring in here in a second, that I will get a Tottenham tattoo, give him my car, and you know, if they finish top four. So it's not looking like they're going to. You never know, I guess. They're sitting in 10th right now. They do this every time. They win a game they're not supposed to in a shocking way, and then they follow that up by absolutely face-planting. I never get tired of it. I can't get enough of it. It's absolutely unbelievable. The Ruud van Nistelrooy era, we're going to get into that. He starts it off with a win, and in a way that is just so poetic, Jamie Vardy scores a minute into the game in his first game in charge. For those who don't remember, Jamie Vardy back in the 15-16 season broke his record for most consecutive games scored in the English Premier League. And so, you know, we love those storylines. It's just it's something that we all love about sports here when the storylines all add up. But don't move. We're going to be right back after this quick break. We are diving deep into the Week 14 recap, the Week 13 recap, and the Week 15 preview here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Do not move. We'll be right back here on First Touch.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? 401k, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to another edition of First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside my man, Nico Beefsauce, who was just telling me his buddy, who he played soccer with over the years, just hit a scratch off for $1 million. Shout out to that dude. Anyways, we have so much to get to. Nico, how are we doing?
We're doing amazing, man. I mean, I'm happy to see people win money, parlays, scratch-offs, gambling. It is what it is. Most people lose, but when you win, it's the best feeling.
Before we get into this week 13 recap, we went 5 out of 6 legs on our first touch parlay. We're going to put together another one for the two-minute drill at the end of the show. The only leg we missed was the Newcastle Crystal Palace over 2.5, and we were texting with each other. And we didn't even mean to put that one in. We meant to do the Brentford game. I know everyone's going to say, oh, it's yeah. If you listen to the show, we didn't mention anything about the over in the Newcastle game, from my understanding. And we were all over the Brentford one. So I have no idea what happened there. But we will make it up to ourselves and to you this week. Enough of that. Week 13 recap. We have a ton to get to, by the way, because there is a full slate of midweek action. We had pretty much 2 weeks of the Premier League jammed into one. We're going to start with the Saturday slate from week 13. When I tell you guys what place people are in, obviously, keep in mind there is a slate of midweek games. So as we go through that, know that this is factoring in both games that the teams played. All right, Brentford 4, Leicester City 1. This was technically, you know, the first game of the Ruud van Nistelrooy era. However, he was not the actual coach on the sideline of this game, keep in mind. Brentford -160, hits over 2.5, -175. Leicester actually scored first, 21 minutes in. All Brentford after that. Wissau leveled 25 minutes in. And then Sade, he hadn't scored a Premier League goal. He gets a hat trick. Unbelievable storyline. Brentford have not lost at home this season, which is very interesting to me and something to keep your eye on. They're the best home team in the Premier League, and it's not even close. They're now 11th. Leicester is in 16th. Crystal Palace 1, Newcastle 1. The game that screwed up the parlay, draw +250, under 2.5 +109. Gehi own goal gave Newcastle the lead, and Palace leveled it in stoppage time. Newcastle in 12th, Palace in 17th. Forest 1, Ipswich 0, not much here. Not in Forest, -139, under 2.5, -108. Chris Wood penalty, only goal of the game. Nico, this one was crazy here, though. Wolves 2, Bournemouth 4. Bournemouth +145, over 2.5, -172. Colvert scored his first of three penalties 3 minutes into the game. Larson levels it up 2 minutes later. Carrikaz gave Bournemouth the lead again 3 minutes after that. And then later on in the game, Larson had a consolation goal in the 69th minute, and Colvert had his two other penalties in the 18th and 74th. Bournemouth are in ninth place Wolves are in 19th. What's your take on Bournemouth right now? Because they're low-key having a heater of a season, and we're going to dive deeper into that when we talk about their game against Tottenham later on in the show.
Bournemouth is a great example of what happens when you have a good coach in the bench. A coach that is good and can come up with a plan for each game that Bournemouth plays. They don't have European competition, so obviously that gives them time to prepare for the game of the week. Iraola is an amazing coach. He's been coaching for a while. He was in Spain, and now he's in England. He's doing an amazing job with Bournemouth. And I think the dynamic of that team is that there is no superstar. I mean, you see a team that is well put together. Everybody works for each other. They attack and defend all together. And, you know, I'm not trying to get ahead here, but even the result that they got against Tottenham does not surprise me at all. Every time they play at home, they've given a hard time to every single team. They lost to Chelsea with like an 88th minute goal by Nkunku. But every single team that's traveled there has had a hard time. How about the Wolves going and beating Fulham away 4-1? And then losing this game. I mean, this is crazy. Exactly what we predicted
to
last
talk
week.
About Bournemouth, though, I want to throw this in there. They have now at home beaten Arsenal. They have beaten Manchester City. And they have also, we're going to obviously look ahead. You mentioned the Tottenham game. They beat Tottenham at home as well. So they're a force to be reckoned with at home, and they're sitting in ninth. I think that's beyond the expectations of their fans, probably the players as well, after losing Solanke. Speaking of another hot team, they struggled in November. Arsenal, they had lost to Newcastle, they lost to Inter, they followed that up with a draw to Chelsea. Since then, clean, smooth, a 3-0 win against Forest, a 5-0 win against Sporting CP in the Champions League, and then what we saw, two wins this week. We're going to start with the first one. They absolutely demolished West Ham 5-2. -228 moneyline cashes, the over 2.5, I mean, that was cooked. I mean, that hit very, very quickly. They scored all 7 of these goals were in the first half. 5 Arsenal goals in the first half from Gabriel, Trossard, Odegaard, Havertz, and Saka. 2 penalties mixed in there. Wan-Bissaka scored for West Ham. The goal of the game, though, by far, was Emerson for West Ham. His free kick, absolute banger, top bins, bar down. Just an insane first half. West Ham are terrible. They suck. Just putting it out there. They, for me, I'm saying this, they're the most disappointing team in the Premier League this season for me. I had significantly higher expectations for them. Don't get me wrong. I didn't think they were going to finish in the top 4, but I thought they would definitely, most definitely be a top 10 team after the transfers that they've made. And Lopetegui, I mean, he's just dropped the ball. He's out of a job. I'm just saying it now. There's a 0% chance that he's with them at the start of next season. Arsenal in third, 7 points off Liverpool after Liverpool dropped 2 points to Newcastle, which we're going to get into. West Ham in 14th. Are we starting to see Arsenal really lock in and turn it around? Are they going to make a push at this Liverpool? You know, are they going to close this gap on Liverpool?
I'm saying this, and I'm recognizing the fact that I am not a fan of saying that one guy can make or break a team, especially in soccer, because we're talking about a team of 11 people. So I never want to say, oh, yeah, he's going to come back and save the world. But Arsenal's attack with Martin Odegaard inside coming back from the injury is absolutely crucial. He opens up such a different avenue for Arsenal as a team, both in coming through the center and creating spaces, either because he can definitely dribble one-on-one and like create space for himself to take a shot, but also the fact that the way he moves and also the fact that he's a great decision maker. He knows when to shoot. He knows when to play the ball to the side. He baits you into thinking that he might take a really long shot because he has a powerful shot, whether it's outside the box or inside the box. But then he's always a team player. So he's a very hard player to figure out for the defense. And Arsenal before that, I mean, you had Saka and you had Martinelli and you had all these guys that can play one-on-one, but there wasn't that somebody in the middle that kind of brought it all together. Havertz is more of a guy that will play with his head, and he might be thinking more of the goal and not so much creation. Martin Odegaard, massive difference for Arsenal.
And it's good that they have him back, but it's also ultimately, I think, something that they need to address in January. You can't fall apart when you're missing one guy. And we're seeing that with City right now. They, you know, got it back together against Forest at home, which I don't think is too impressive of a feat. But I completely agree with everything you said. Getting into this Sunday slate. Chelsea 3, Aston Villa 0. They blanked them. Chelsea -141, money line hits. Under 3.5, -160. Jackson opened it up 7 minutes in. Enzo Fernandez added a second in the 36th minute. Cole Palmer, just a banger in the 83rd. Top bins, upper 90 to seal it. Chelsea are flying. They are absolutely flying. They're in second place, 7 points off Liverpool, tied with Arsenal on points. Palmer, goal and assist, man of the match. Villa in eighth. It's unbelievable.
Nobody. People were making memes and making fun of Chelsea, and I was part of the party. I mean, I thought it was ridiculous the amount of players they have. I think Enzo Maresca was an amazing player. I didn't think he was this good of a coach. He seems to be literally, I was listening to a Madueke interview today, and he was saying that Enzo Maresca is very fair, that he has a very strong relationship with his players, and that like everybody loves him. And I'm like, man, this is where this healthiness and this good results culture is coming from. It's because everybody's playing for their coach. And it's kind of like the opposite of what Ten Hag was doing at United, where all these were very talented and they can't produce any results because nobody wants to score. Dalot was missing open nets. God damn it.
Chelsea have been missing this for years. This is the piece that they've been missing. They've had no issue signing players. It's a revolving door. But I think that that is now going to come to an end. I think their transfer strategy is going to significantly change because the reason that that was happening, people are blaming it on the owners. It's not the owner's fault. They were cycling coaches in and out and in and out and in and out. And when you do that, you don't have a guy that can take control. And obviously, it seems like Maresca is very respected by everybody at the club. The fans love him. And they've really turned it around. They were atrocious last year, and here they are in second place. All right, up next, we're going to wrap up the Sunday slate of week 13 before we get into the midweek games, and then eventually we preview the week 15 games here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce on Sports Byline USA, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Do not move. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to First Touch here with your hosts, Tyler Levine and Nico Beefsauce. Let's get right back into it, wrapping up the Sunday slate of Week 13. I was excited to talk about this one. The loss to Arsenal midweek made it, you know, a little less exciting, but Man United 4, Everton 0, United minus 182, cashes, over 2.5, minus 136, easily cashes. Xerxes and Rashford both bagged 2 goals. Ahmad Diallo, 2 assists, man of the match. Unbelievable effort from Ahmad. United in 13th, Everton in 15th. Let me go here on Ahmad for a second. This guy was an outcast at United, going on loan left and right. He had chances under Ten Hag, most famously his goal to seal the deal against Liverpool in the FA Cup and stoppage time last season was kind of his breakout moment, you could say. Under Amorim, at the right wing back position, he has been flawless. Unbelievable. He works hard. He wins the ball back. He's getting assists. He's threatening towards goal. He can score goals. He's had a couple this season. This was a great win. And in the beginning of this game, before we got our first goal, Everton were low-key dominating. And I was worried. I was like, oh, no, here we go. This is classic United. We're going to lose to Everton at home. But as soon as we scored the first goal, the game completely flipped. It was all United. They get all 3 points. They're in 13th. They were up as high as 9th, 5 points off top 4. But the midweek game, obviously, the loss to Arsenal has dropped them back down to 13th. Whatever, not the end of the world. It's the gap between 13th and 4th right now is not that many points. I'm going to pull it up real quick just to let everyone know what that actually is. City, 26 points in 4th. United, so they're 7 points off 4th place. That's easy to make up.
You know what I'll say? I'll say that United here, the thing that I saw different inside the team and how they played was... You're right. Everton in the beginning, they were kind of putting some pressure on United. They were trying to create some chances. But I saw it hasn't been a lot of times that I've seen United defend with aggression and urgency. Like I saw guys pressuring the ball. I saw guys coming out trying to clear the ball. And then on the other half, when Everton, you know, was playing the ball out back, they were trying to steal the ball. They were trying to like annoy Everton.
Yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. I mean, this is how winning teams and top teams, this is how they play. They don't sit back and just get dominated. They do something about it. They're pressing, especially against a weaker team. Like you wouldn't see United pressing like that against Arsenal or City because they're significantly better. They're going to play around you and you can't expose yourself like that defensively. But against a team like Everton, when you're at home, this is exactly how you need to play. And you can start to see again, it's very early in the Amorim era. His style of play, it's going to be very tough to really see that. But you'll see it at moments as the coming weeks progress on. And ultimately, I think, you know, going into next season when he has 2 full transfer windows to really establish his squad, I think we're going to see some big changes. And we already are starting to see them. All right, beautiful. Can't wait for this. Tottenham 1, Fulham 1. Coming off of a 4-0 win away at Manchester City, what is dubbed as their greatest win in club history. They screwed up. At home, by the way, they screwed up. Tottenham 1, Fulham 1, draw plus 336. Cashes under 3.5 was minus 121. I wrote down here, Spurs doing Spurs things. Johnson opened it up 54 minutes in. Kearney equalizes 67 minutes in. He then got a red card in the 83rd minute. Spurs in 10th, Fulham in 6th.
They're just very consistent, man. They're just very inconsistent. They're actually 10 times as talented as Wolves, but they are just as inconsistent as them. They're literally a team that if they didn't have this firepower that they have with the DNA that they have, they would literally be fighting for relegation because they're a team that literally can lose to anybody in the league. It's crazy.
Do you remember when Tottenham fans were, you know, at the start of last season, I think they had, you know, won like 4 or 5 straight. Oh, Postecoglou, he, you know,
it's changing. We're like, it's not changing. It never has. It never will. It's just, it's the same thing over and over again. It is exactly why, what, 2 weeks into the show for the start of this season, I said, if they finish top four, I will give you my freaking car and I will tattoo their logo on my body permanently for the rest of my life.
Because if Jose Mourinho cannot change your culture, nobody will.
Don't forget their culture. They sacked Mourinho right before a final. Like,
that's insane.
The club from the top down is a joke. They have a terrible owner. They have a terrible director. And it's the exact reason why they don't ever win anything significant. Are they capable of showing up in big moments against good teams? Yes. Their roster is more than sufficient to be a top four team. They can finish top, or they could finish top four, but they won't. And it's because they have no identity and because they always drop the ball. They don't show up. And when they show up the next weeks, they fall asleep. We saw them, what, United 3-0, and they lose to Ipswich. They gave them their first win in 20 years. And this isn't even it. We have two of these Tottenham segments this week. There's two games. What do? They face planted in both. Loser franchise.
They're bad.
To the fans, I don't want it to be this way. I liked when Tottenham were competing. I think that the league is a better league when Tottenham are in the top six. I think that's where they belong. But there's something about the club, and we're going to get into this against the Bournemouth game. Postecoglou, after the Bournemouth game, is arguing with the fans.
That's
crazy. It's pathetic.
It's pathetic.
Crazy. Something else crazy. Liverpool 2, City 0. Liverpool plus 106 cashes, under 3.5, minus 168. This was all Liverpool from the get-go. I thought after the first goal, Cody Gakpo scored 12 minutes in, a beautiful ball from Trent across the field. Salah takes it down, cuts in, puts a ball across the face of the goal, Gakpo taps it in. I thought, and I was texting my group chat, this is going to get ugly and out of hand. They didn't score again until the 78th minute. Salah converted a penalty kick. But, I mean, they could have scored five in the first half. Van Dijk hit the post. I mean, they couldn't defend him on a corner kick to save their lives. And ultimately, at the end of this game, Liverpool had an 11-point lead on second place at the top of the table. City are in fourth. Obviously, we're going to get into this. The gap is now seven after the Newcastle game. But, at this point, City had not gotten a result in, what, eight games straight since the Southampton win. They hadn't won a game. They obviously beat Forest. But, I don't mean to just have the same conversation with you every week, Nico, but I have no idea what's happening here.
Nobody's better than Liverpool. I mean, as a Liverpool fan, I will say that I don't think that there's a single team in the world right now that could play Liverpool on an away and a home game, like a Champions League style game, and come out victorious. Liverpool puts the work on every single team they face, whether it's a small team or a big team, Manchester City, Real Madrid. They don't care. They'll go and they'll play the same game. They'll get the ball. Every time they lose it, they'll go out like dogs and try to get it back. And they will create multiple chances, whether it's from set pieces, whether it's from open play, counterattack. It does not matter. The longevity they have inside their play is absolutely unique and special, because we're talking about a team that doesn't have dead spaces in between. It doesn't matter if it's the 80th minute. It doesn't matter if it's the 90th minute.
That's it.
You don't feel safe.
The only team that I think is comparable with them right now is Arsenal. I think that's the only team that can maybe make a run at this.
Odegaard, yes.
And I don't even think they're going to, with all due respect. All right, let's get into these midweek games. We're going to go through a couple more in detail on the other side of the break, but just some notable results. Chelsea 5, Southampton 1, Nkuku, Madueke, Palmer among the goal scorers. Chelsea minus 306. Over 3.5, minus 109, both cash. Everton smoke Wolves, 4-0, good for them. Everton plus 110, over 2.5, plus 100. Leicester City, 3, West Ham, 1. Leicester City plus 197, over 2.5, minus 130, both cash. The first win of the Ruud van Nistelrooy era starts with a Jamie Vardy goal 1 minute in. That is poetic, and I absolutely love to see it. Villa 3, Brentford 1. Villa minus 140, over 2.5, minus 185, both cash. Fulham beat Brighton 3-1. They were plus 133. Good juice. Over 2.5, minus 164. The City 3, Forest 0 result, they were minus 337. Over 3.5 was minus 172. We both liked, Forest to maybe cover plus 1.5. We could talk about this one a little bit before we dive into the real important ones, the Newcastle, Liverpool, Arsenal, United games. But how much do you think this ultimately impacts Manchester City in terms of getting back on track and playing the level that they've been playing over the last five seasons? Does this not really help?
Because I'll tell you exactly what I think. I think that I couldn't picture a world where Manchester City didn't win this game, but I don't think that they've solved any of their issues. I mean, Pep Guardiola talked a little bit about Kevin De Bruyne coming off an injury and not being able to play the full length of the game and how he has to give him time to adjust. But as a team, as a squad, I don't think they've changed anything. Beating Nottingham Forest at home 3-0, everybody expects that. Like, you should not
that's
even...
That's the standard for this.
That's team. The standard. Yeah, the standard is that you go in, you score two goals in the first half, game's over. And that's what they did. And that's essentially what they did. But as a squad, let's see how they'll play at Crystal Palace. Let's see how they'll play at
Juventus. To Crystal Palace is not exactly easy to do. And playing at Juventus as well. They follow that up with the Manchester Derby on December 15th. So we'll see. But coming up on the other side of this break, we're going to wrap up the midweek games before we preview the Week 15 slate here on First Touch. What a treat, man. And there's Champions League action this week. We just don't have enough time to cover it. But more importantly, there's really, outside of the City Juve game, not that many good games, kind of a sleeper slate for this week. But we're going to dive into the rest here on First Touch coming up on the other side of this break. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce on the Sports Byline USA Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Shop Black Friday deals now at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And get two free select tools with purchase of a select combo kit or battery kit from brands like Kobalt, Craftsman, and DeWalt. Hurry and shop these savings only for a limited time, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/28 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline USA Network. You're heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Shout out the troops, baby. We love you guys. Thank you for all your service. All right, Nico, let's wrap up these midweek games. We've talked about it enough. Bournemouth 1, Tottenham 0. Bournemouth plus 192 money line cashes, under 3.5, minus 132 cashes. Bournemouth scored 17 minutes in. Tottenham, I put in my notes, Tottenham, LOL. Postla no clue is what the fans were calling him post-game, and he started fighting with them, verbally, obviously, which is just pathetic. Bournemouth dominated this game. It wasn't even close. Enough of that, though. Let's get into, honestly, in terms of last weekend and these midweek games, for me, this was by far the game of the week. Newcastle 3, Liverpool 3, Newcastle at home. The draw plus 287, over 3.5. I mean, if you hit that, congrats. This is the easiest bet of your life. Plus 125. The Alexander Isak goal, the opening goal, was an absolute stunner. Ball comes in, one touch out, turns Van Dijk around, and absolutely smokes it into the top corner. After halftime, Curtis Jones leveled things. Anthony Gordon gave Newcastle back the lead. Mohamed Salah then scores in the 68th and 83rd to give Liverpool the lead. And then in stoppage time, Fabian Schär leveled things. At the end of the game, though, for those who did not see, Nick Pope gets the ball. I believe it was off like a set piece or a corner kick or something. Launches it. A beautiful throw right in the path of, I believe it was Joelinton. And the ref blew the whistle. Newcastle had like
it was a counter.
A 4-on-2 on a counter. Ref blows the whistle. Look, the time is the time. However, I don't know about that one. It was surprising to see that, to say the least. However, I wrote down it was tough. I'm not saying that he should have let it run out. I'm also definitely not saying that he should have let the play continue on. Ultimately, at the end of the day, Liverpool dropped 2 points. Newcastle continue to have their identity of they're a great home team and they're very difficult to play against. They get up for these games. Liverpool still at the top of the table. The gap is now 7 points. Newcastle in 12th. I mean, what a game, huh?
The thing that is the most notable things here for me are Alexander Isak. What a player. I've been watching this guy since he played at Real Sociedad in La Liga. He made such a huge impact in their game that obviously a team like Newcastle signs him and he's doing amazing things for them. The other thing I'll mention is that how easy it is to lose points in the Premier League. The third goal that Liverpool concedes, Kelleher comes out of his line on that free kick and gets beat on a player that's coming all the way from the back and gets the ball just before he goes out of bounds and he scores it. The angle of that goal is absolutely insane. And Kelleher, if he just stayed on his line, that would have been a ball that he would have gotten with his hands. And, you know, you can make those errors. You just can't.
No, I think if Alisson's in this game starting for them, Liverpool probably take the cake here. I'll say this now before we get into the Arsenal United game. If Alexander Isak was the striker, for Arsenal, they'd win the league. He's unbelievable. And we did our preview on the Sports Overnight America Instagram account, and you know we said we loved Liverpool because we didn't think Isak was going to play. What happens? He plays. It's a draw. This is a good result for Newcastle. I know dropping points at home, quote unquote, is technically what it is, but against a team like Liverpool, the way they've been playing, you take this 7 days out of the week. Surprisingly, I actually don't have too much to say about this next one. Arsenal 2, Man United 0. Arsenal minus 209 cashes, under 2.5, plus 127. Two set piece goals. Timber and Saliba scored. Arsenal have the most set piece goals in the Premier League. The memes are going around. Would you rather have an Mbappe penalty kick or an Arsenal set piece? Mbappe missed another penalty over the weekend. For those who don't know, I'm taking the Arsenal set piece. It's unbelievable what they have going on there. I don't know how you stop it. The fact that we didn't concede from open play, I was satisfied. But on the flip side, we didn't really have any significant chances in this game. I think our expected goals was 0.22. We had like two or three shots, like one on target, maybe. It was all Arsenal. But look, I don't expect much right now out of this team with a new coach going into that environment against a team that is fully built out and contending for titles. So
computerized. Arsenal is playing computerized games, and like I will say, for people that love numbers and statistics, the corner kick percentage of goal, the corner kicks that get converted to a goal is less than 3%, because they could be 10 corner kicks in a game and a goal cannot be scored. That's the statistic. It's under 3%. For Arsenal, what they're doing is quite special. They don't just score goals from corner kicks, but they literally create chances. Like Xerxes,
if it's not a goal, it's almost a goal.
That's what I'm saying.
Like every time, Xerxes, it's never just a wash with them. And those set pieces near the 18 as well. It's the same thing. It's unbelievable.
Xerxes headed the ball off the line, and then Onana literally had a save that was like right on the line as well. Like they could have scored four goals off a corner kick here. They create chances. They create an issue out of it, and it's special, dude.
It really is. All right, let's get into the Week 15 preview, starting with the Saturday slate. The Merseyside Derby, always a fun one. Doesn't matter how good Everton or Liverpool are at the moment, this is always a competitive match. The line does not exactly say so, however. Everton plus 560 at home, draw plus 350, Liverpool minus 209, over 2.5 minus 141, under 2.5 plus 111. For me, there's one thing here that is an absolute lock, and it's the over 2.5. I think there's going to be goals. Yeah, I do.
Wow. That's a good line to take here, because usually these games go under.
They do, but Everton are very poor defensively, and Liverpool are also, like, they can concede. Everton are the fact that they're at home, I think, is going to really help them, and they're going to want to play more attacking football. But I just think that Liverpool are there too good. It's just I don't see a world where
I appreciate that you're saying that, because like I literally, every time that these games happen, you can see it at the line. I mean, over 2.5 is a minus 145. That is very rare for a Liverpool game. They got to be playing somebody above their level almost, you know what I mean? Or like above their caliber for the over 2.5 to be at that type of price. So I'll take it.
Both teams to score too. I don't know what the line is, but all right. Villa home versus Southampton. Villa minus 295, draw plus 450. Southampton plus 700, over 3.5 plus 109, under 3.5 minus 139. I would dabble on the over here, maybe like a quarter unit, just because Southampton have been scoring and Villa are prone to concede. But there's no world where I don't think Aston Villa smoke them. It's just,
you think 3.5 or 2.5?
2.5, I think, is a lock. The line that I saw was 3.5 plus 109. So I would assume that, you know, over 2.5 is probably like a minus, you know, 175. I don't know how much I love that juice. I'm probably not going to take it at all. But if I was, I'd throw, you know, a quarter unit on it. I think Villa is, you know, it's a win for them. I'm just going to go right to the next one because this one's a lot more contentious. Brentford home, the best Premier League team in the league at home versus Newcastle. Brentford plus 182. The draw is plus 270, Newcastle plus 135, over 3 minus 146, under 3 plus 118. This is the game they lose. This is it.
You think Brentford loses?
I think it's shocking that they're an underdog at home to this degree, because Brentford, are above Newcastle on the table, and they're an underdog at home. I find that very, very odd. I think that Newcastle win this one, and plus 135, I'm taking that juice.
What a good pick the over 2.5 is in this game, though. I mean, it's sitting at minus 180, which is obviously not juicy, but you can throw that in a parlay and build so much value off of it. I mean, this game could be 2-1 at 20 minutes in.
Yeah, I love the over. I think that the fact that it's over 3 is minus 146 is very telling that there are going to be goals. All right, Crystal Palace home versus Man City. Palace plus 400, draw plus 320. Man City minus 160. Over 2.5 minus 165, under 2.5 plus 128. Nico, I got to say, we talked about this.
Yes.
The fact that Man City are only minus 160 away at Crystal Palace, when was the last time you think that City were, I don't know, under a minus 300 favorite in a game like this? It's very telling as to where they're at as a club right now.
100%. And if this was a game, you know, with 10 games to go for the season last year, for example, this would be like a minus 400 line. 100%. Yep. Yeah, minus 400. City to score 3 goals would be like minus 165.
Yeah, Haaland to score 10 would be like it would be, you know, minus 110. I don't know, though. I'm riding with City. I think that they're winning this one. I don't know.
Do you like the 3 goals here, considering Eze's coming back?
No, I don't. I like City. Maybe I just don't trust them enough. I think maybe they'll win 2-0, maybe 2-1. I guess over 2.5. I don't think over 2.5 is like a bad bet. I just like, I'm staying away from that, because City also have shown that like they can struggle to score. But I'm riding with this until it hits. I'm just saying it now. Erling Haaland, anytime goal scorer, I'm taking it this week. All right. Very, very interesting game for me. United at home versus Forest. United minus 141. The draw is plus 290. Forest plus 380. Over 2.5, minus 128. Under 2.5, plus 100. I'm taking the draw. The emotional hedge. I think this can be a 1-1 game. I've seen these situations too many times. I don't trust United in this spot with a new coach. Am I crazy? You think United got this?
I think you're overreacting a little bit because, you know, obviously you don't expect consistency, but I think this is a game that is a big opportunity for United to build on what they did with Everton. So prove to yourself that at least at home, you're building some confidence. You're building a relationship with your fans, which is obviously a little bit ruined because of the bad results for the beginning of the season. So now you go away to Arsenal, you lose 2-0. You didn't lose 4-5-0. It wasn't an embarrassing result.
No open play goals,
two set pieces, whatever you want to throw in there. To make
all right, I'm sold. You've said enough. United money line, triple unit. I'm locking it in. Yep. I love it. I now love it. You're right. All right, Sunday slate, Fulham home versus Arsenal. Fulham plus 425, draw plus 320, Arsenal minus 165, over 2.5 minus 135, under 2.5 plus 106. I love Arsenal in this spot. I know it's a testy game. Fulham have grit. They're very scrappy. They're definitely capable of getting a result. I don't think that with the results that Arsenal have had over the last couple of weeks, I think they're feeling really, really good. I don't know if there's a bet to score on a set piece, but I'm taking that if there is.
I love the over 2.5 in this game. I think it's crazy that it's minus 130. I think that's a lot of value because Arsenal, as I said before, Odegaard coming in, creating so many chances, the set pieces. And then Newcastle is a team that will play attack at home. They're not going to sit back and defend.
Ipswich home versus Bournemouth. Ipswich plus 255, draw plus 270, Bournemouth plus 101, over 2.5, minus 144, under 2.5, plus 113. I think I'm taking the draw here. I think that Bournemouth are riding really high. I think that they're a very different team at home than they are on the road. And I can't figure out this Ipswich team. I keep putting Liam Delap to score a goal in these like anytime goal scorer parlays, and it just is never hitting. So I'm not going to do it this week. He probably will score. So for those who want to go against me, just telling you now, I'm leaving it out of my parlays. So you can almost guarantee that Liam Delap will be scoring in this game. What do you got for this one, Nico?
I think Bournemouth takes this one. I really do. I would take the over 2.5, which I feel like is a very safe bet considering Ipswich does attack when they play at home. But I do think it's a great opportunity for Bournemouth to get a tough win away from home, and why not improve their standings even more?
Leicester home versus Brighton. Leicester plus 370, draw plus 300, Brighton minus 141, over 2.5 minus 167, under 2.5 plus 130, draw. Ruud van Nistelrooy, baby. He has not lost as a manager in charge in a Premier League game. He's not losing this week either. I think Leicester is flying high. They're feeling good. Brighton are very susceptible to being taken advantage of by teams that are worse than them. We saw it against Southampton. This is like has 1-1 written all over it for me.
I like Brighton in this game also. I know I'm going against you, but I do like Brighton because they got thrashed by Fulham 3-1. They're gonna come out and they're gonna try to get
a little bounce back action.
Bounce back action against a team that, you know, they're doing better emotionally, I'm sure. But the problems you have as a team, you're still going to carry through no matter who sits on the bench because it's soccer. It's complicated.
A London derby on a Sunday. Tottenham at home versus Chelsea. Tottenham plus 220, draw plus 300, Chelsea plus 106, over 3.5 minus 115, under 3.5 minus 105. I just...
Tottenham money line.
You never know with Tottenham. You never know. That's what I'm thinking as well, because they're so hot and cold. And what they'll do is they'll beat Chelsea this week, and then I don't know who they play next week. It'll probably be Wolves, and they'll lose. So I think I'm gonna ride this as well. I like Tottenham plus 220. And I like the under 3.5 minus 105. What do you got here?
I like both of those bets actually.
All right, I love it. All right, up next, we are putting together the First Touch Parlay for you guys here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. Don't move. We'll be right back for the 2-minute drill here on First Touch.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Minute Drill here with your hosts, Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. My favorite part of the show, the First Touch Parlay. We brought it here last week. We went 5 out of 6 legs, made an error entering. I'm going to leave that one on me. We left out the Brentford over last week, took the Newcastle one instead. Went 5 out of 6 this week. We're sweeping the board, however. We're locking in City money line, Newcastle money line, the Brentford Newcastle over 2.5, United Forest over 2.5. Fulham versus Arsenal over 2.5, and the Leicester versus Brighton over 2.5. Actually, I'm leaving that one out. I'm taking Liverpool money line in the Merseyside derby. I like the odds there. That's 50 paying out 11.15. I just locked it in here on the app, which I'm not going to mention. No free advertising here on First Touch. Nico, I'm loving it.
I love this.
Leicester Brighton over 2.5 as well. I'm probably going to put one in. Leaving out my Liverpool and throwing that
it's
one in.
It's a lock.
It's a lock, right? Unders in these midweek games. I think people just didn't have fresh legs. You know, you played on the weekend, short rest. I think there's going to be goals this weekend in the Premier League. Guys, keep in mind, we didn't really discuss it just due to a lack of time, but there is Champions League action this week as well. We'll definitely be recapping it next week on First Touch, 5 o'clock Eastern, as always, on Sports Byline USA, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and listen to globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be back next week. Up next, it is Sports Weekend on Sports World of Night America. I will be hosting, so stay with me. We'll be right back looking at Thursday Night Football, NFL Weekend, and college football as well. Thanks for tuning in.